information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Hello, hello, hello. We are talking about calcium, the calcium controversy that is going on. Holly, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the taking your calcium pill for your bones, there's been a lot of reports coming out of Europe and Sweden and these different areas saying that this may actually increase risk of heart attack, increase risk of stroke. And now everybody's left in the lurch and they don't know quite what to do. Have you been hearing anything about this?
Yeah, you bet what? I have. And we're going to tell you what to do, because I think it's important right off the top. If you listen to this segment, you're going to understand what calcium is good for, okay? Mm-hmm. How we can keep it in the place that it's good for. And at the same time, who needs a supplement? And guess what? Who doesn't? Because there's a tremendous amount of us that just don't need to pop that pill in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I heard a great analogy about this. Somebody was saying that, you know, when you sit down and you eat a meal and you get full, well, that meal's, you know, that might be good enough, but you don't need a second meal that you don't need. Supplementation all has ranges on what's good, what's beneficial, what's not. That's probably what we're going to look at with what's coming out on calcium. Is that kind of your first take on this?
It sure is. You know, a lot of people think, and once again, I think it's great that we're talking about this, because there's calcium supplements. You walk into your local health food store, even your local convenience, maybe drug store, there's a tremendous amount of calcium, magnesium D, these supplements, right? But if you've ever looked at your food, I guarantee if you eat at all, you are getting a tremendous amount of this lovely nutrient. You are. And there was this, listen, the American Dairy Association did a heck of a job basically promoting themselves. If you ever look at the four food groups, the copyright on the four food groups, I'm a 47-year-old individual. When I grew up, that's how I was taught in my, you know, schools to eat. So the four food groups, basically, if you look at the copyright, it's from the American Dairy Association. They made themselves a food group. Dairy is not the best source of calcium. It's just not.
No, and it's very frustrating because I even saw a calcium supplement in the shape of a milk bottle the other day. I mean, they have linked themselves to good bones, and there's not enough evidence to support that. And then you get all the, you know, you get the fat, and you get the allergies with it, and you get the lactose intolerance, and then people are left in a lurch. When luckily in my naturopathic doctor training, I have learned to think of calcium being synonymous with dark leafy greens and not milk. That's my reflex. And I think that needs to become a much more common reflex as well. This is hard, Holly, right? Meaning that we don't want to scare people from taking calcium because it can help your bones. But there's something here. And you hear me stumbling here because this has also been a very difficult concept for me to talk about with my patients. But we really, this has to get out in the air. There's, you know, more calcium's not better.
No, not necessarily. And I also think, you know, people, there, the other thing about calcium is there's calcium citrate, calcium malate, calcium carbonate, and there's these wars and discrepancies and controversies around absorption. But I could literally do a 4-day talk on calcium absorption alone. It is a very complicated subject, because you can certainly absorb, let's say, like calcium citrate really quickly over your gut lumen. But guess what? At the same time, calcium is magnificent in all of the different things that it does in our body. Your body has to understand, hey, how much is too much? And where is this going? And it will excrete it if it needs to, if that absorption is too quickly. But I think one of the most important points that we need to make for the listener is that we need to get calcium, and the calcium that we take in, we need to get it to our bones. Because if it's not in our bones, then here's what's happening. It's getting out into our systemic circulation, causing kidney stones, causing heart plaque, and causing bone spurs, aberrant tissue changes. Wouldn't you agree with me? And we've got to give tips on how we can get calcium driven into the bone, the calcium that we take in our food and if we supplement.
Yeah, it's exactly right. There's an extra step there, Holly, because we'll talk about, okay, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. Calcium has a second step. It's not what you eat, it's not what you absorb, it's what gets into bone. There's that additional piece there, because bone is made up from a lot more things than calcium. Phosphorus, and there's things like, you know, K2 metaquinones and things that will actually make that a little more sticky and drive it into bone. And you know, that second step is what's catching us here. That extra step of it's, you know, floating around in your system doesn't work. Do you want to get to numbers?
Well, sure. Numbers, let's get to numbers. And so you mentioned menaquinone 7, that K2, so vitamin K2. Yeah, very important, has been shown to help drive calcium into the bone. Sure, give me some numbers. What do you have on this?
What I have is that, and listeners, this is where you hear me struggling here. We look at RDA and RDI values a lot as naturopathic doctors and say, we don't believe them.
So recommended daily allowance, right. recommended daily intake. Yeah,
thank
got
you.
It.
And that's kind of government numbers, and we'll be like, they're low. So when we see what's recommended, we're always skeptical. We're looking with a skeptical eye. What they're saying is it goes up with age, which I agree with. Okay. What we're looking at, the RDA for women, this is the allowance, 19 to 50 is 1,000 milligrams, 1,251 to 70. And men need about 1,000 milligrams. And kind of what they're saying is it should be a combination between diet, and if you're not getting from diet, then maybe consider calcium supplements. It still seems a little low to me, but I'm still stuck. The quality of the supplement, number one, and number two is that still seems low to me. What do you think?
You know, well, here's the deal. It all depends, like you said, on where is it going. It's not about what you eat. It is about what you absorb. And here's the thing that I've often thought about calcium in our bones. Our bones are living tissue. It's not just calcium, magnesium, and D. And they're not, it's not like if you're hiking and you come across like a cow bone, you know, a carcass, that they're these hard, they are living tissues. They've got vanadium and chromium and you name it, right? Though we've got, sometimes I feel like it's a matrix deficiency when it comes to things like osteoporosis and why calcium is elsewhere besides the bone and our teeth. It's because, first of all, we need, if you've heard the campaign, calcium without phosphorus is preposterous, because like calcium triphosphate, it's a great calcium salt to drive into the bone. That actually acts like a cab driver in a sense to get calcium in the bone. And I also think that when I say matrix deficiency, because of our poor, I think, quality of soil, our compromised food chain, sometimes our patients and our people, listeners especially, compromised food choices, we're having a decreased absorption or a decrease of intake in those trace minerals that make up bone tissue. So calcium, it doesn't have anything to hold on to. And one more point, okay? Calcium is a very alkalizing mineral. And a lot of people tend to, because of their dietary behaviors, because of their attitude sometimes, get very acidic, and your body works best in an alkaline state for the most part. So it can pull, all right, and compensatory mechanisms, it can pull calcium from your bones, from your teeth, to make everything else. It's a survival mechanism. It's a compensatory mechanism. So when you're taking these calcium supplements, I would suggest, first of all, understanding, and it's very easy with the internet, how much calcium is in the food that you eat. Go ahead, track a couple days. Understand your gender, your age, where you are at, what your daily intake is needs. And then you can supplement from there, but you want to make sure calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, something, you know, boron, vanadium, chromium, those things.
You have
things.
A leptin, a good balance of one, huh?
Yes. Yeah. So I know Alan Gaby, it's OsteoPrime. OsteoPrime
Love
or OsteoPrime Plus. Yep. Mm-hmm. You get more of a balance for bone health, making sure calcium that you do take isn't too much, drive it into the bone, and you protect your heart, your kidneys, and your tissues.
Yeah, what I like about those products too is, and you know, what I really also like about working with you, Holly, is me and you can say products on the air. We're just not afraid. We've had good experience with this. Alan Gaby, who designs, that's a smart guy. Let's just say it out there what we think of these forms are. The OsteoPrime is the one that I have my wife get because osteoporosis runs in her family. We use it. We like the research behind it. We like the calcium triphosphate. We like all the stuff there. I want to go back to another thing you talked about. That's alkalizing. All of the female patients or even male patients that have bone loss, and it's happening with male with bone loss, I have had them check to see if they're getting alkaline urine and alkaline saliva. So in summary, it's getting calcium to the bones, not just eating it, it's absorbing it, getting it stick to the bones. Look for K2 in that supplement or using calcium triphosphate. Look at OsteoPrime. Living tissues. Bones are living tissues, more than just calcium. Alkalize, measure, test, look at those results.